We have another speaker who also needs no introduction at all. She is a frequent presenter at conferences for us and a joy every single time. And I learn something every single time because she is absolutely brilliant. So Letitia McGowan, General Counsel for Richardson ISD, is here to talk to us about cell phone bans in schools.
Thank you. I feel like I need to give you a check now, Corey. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Okay, I need a little more enthusiasm because I need it too as your speaker. So good morning, everyone. Yay, thank you. So the absolute hardest time slot for a presentation, I know people think it's after lunch. It's not. It's after Mark Tilley presentation. So thank you, Planning Committee. Oh yeah, that's me. So I am here today to talk about cell phone bans in schools, but particularly about our process in Richardson ISD. I was going to ask for volunteers to give me your cell phone, but I figured no one would actually want to give them up. So I'm going to have you do this for me. If everyone can take the cell phone that's likely already in your hand and just raise it in the air. And see, you didn't even have to dig for it. And so the reality is, we're going to talk about numbers and we're going to talk about graphs here. But the surveys show, and you all automatically put your arms down. That's so good. Surveys show that about 98% of Americans have a smartphone or a cell phone, and this room certainly reflects that. And so while I'm not going to ask you all to give up your cell phones, I do have mine. And I should have unlocked it. Matthew, come unlock this, please. Matthew is our assistant superintendent. I'm going to lock up my cell phone for the duration of this particular presentation. Thank you. You're awesome. Our teens really follow the same trend as adults. And if you see the survey from the Pew Research Center, 95% of teens have access to a smartphone at home, with teen girls having the most access. You can make whatever joke you'd like to about that. It is actually funny. Ha ha. Y'all gotta work with me. Come on. And so the question really does become, are cell phones really a distraction, particularly when we're talking about in the instructional environment? When teachers have been surveyed, and this is from 2023, the overall 33% of teachers said that they are a major distraction in the instructional environment. But what you will also see here is that as the students get older, teachers are indicating that it's a greater distraction. So obviously at the elementary school level, not as many cell phones perhaps, but certainly by the time they get to high school, they are for the most part, pretty much all have these cell phones, and it's certainly being viewed as a greater distraction in the classroom. So if these cell phones are a distraction, what do we as individuals who are advising people, who are school district administrators, board members, and ourselves maybe district employees, what do we do to address this issue? This map reflects state actions that are current through January 17th of this year on how states are really trying to address this issue. And it really is a nationwide discussion. And you'll see that it ranges from state legislation that impose policies or bans and restrictions on the use of cell phones in the school environment, to other states where their state educational departments have been tasked with providing model policies that school districts are able to implement. And in states like Texas,